If you live on a farm or other rural residence with a private water well, you'll want to hear today's edition of Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When was the last time you tested your well water on the farm? Same goes for other wells in rural locales. This is Stacy Minson, a watershed specialist with Kansas State University Extension.
Those private domestic wells for household use, nobody's regulating those. Those are up to that private well owner. So we need to start deciding every year, 1st of January, 15th of July, we put a note in our calendars or on our phone so we get a reminder to test those private wells.
Minson recommends testing regularly, especially if farming activities happen right next to a well.
If we would have a feeding area right above this private well, if that wellhead is not secure and sealed, we could have that bacteria and that nitrate running into that wellhead, contaminating that private domestic drinking water well and not even know it. You know, if we're mixing fertilizer, filling the spray tanks right by the well, which, you know, we need the water, just paying attention because we could easily contaminate wells and not even think anything of it because that's where we've always done that.
A link for info on the private drinking water well program in every state is available on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.